Buona serata alle ascoltatrici e agli ascoltatori di Popolare Network, un saluto da Marcello Lorrai e ben ritrovati all'ascolto di Jazz Anthology. Come consolidata tradizione di Jazz Anthology nelle puntate del periodo delle feste, la settimana scorsa e questa ci dedichiamo ad album a tema natalizio. Questa sera, con l'irrituale rispetto appunto agli album natalizi, approccio al Natale che Max Roach propone nel suo album It's Christmas Again, uscito nel 1987. Negli anni scorsi abbiamo preso in considerazione numerosi album natalizi di ambito jazzistico e dintorni, dai classici album di Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald e Nat King Cole, alla compilation postuma di Louis Armstrong, a Chet Baker, all'album natalizio di un paio di anni fa della giovane vocalist fuori classe Samara Joy. Tutte le puntate di Jazz Anthology dedicate ad album natalizi le potete trovare in podcast. Sono quelle a cavallo tra il 2019 e il 2020, 20 e 21, 23 e 24 e quella dell'antivigilia del 2024. Ma in questa sorta di serie in progress non abbiamo in realtà ancora esaurito l'argomento. Per le due puntate prima e dopo Natale, quest'anno abbiamo scelto due album meno noti e ricordati di tanti altri. La settimana scorsa vi abbiamo proposto A Child is Born della compianta Jerry Allen. L'album era stato allestito con brani, melodie e canti di Natale ben noti e con brani originali a firma della Allen. Diverso il caso di It's Christmas Again di Max Roach, che nell'affrontare il tema natalizio esce decisamente dall'ordinario. Se nella categoria degli album natalizi di ambito jazzistico l'album di Jerry Allen non viene molto ricordato, l'album di Max Roach è, come dire, un album di Max Roach, per di più pubblicato da un'etichetta come l'italiana Soul Note del produttore italiano Giovanni Bonandrini, un'etichetta che assieme alla sorella Black Scent negli anni '80 era tra le etichette di maggiore prestigio ed esposizione sulla scena del jazz. L'album è stato anche riproposto nel secondo dei due cofanetti con cui la Cam Jazz ha rieditato tutti gli album Soul Note e Black Scent di Max Roach. Tuttavia It's Christmas Again è un album piuttosto anomalo e che appunto rimane un po' in ombra nella discografia di Roach. Prima di venire a questo album, ricordiamo che Roach non era del tutto nuovo al tema natalizio. Ecco In the Red, Christmas Carol, il brano firmato dal batterista che conclude il suo Drums Unlimited, album della metà degli anni 60. Nello specifico questo brano era stato registrato nell'ottobre del 65. La formazione comprende Freddie Hubbard alla tromba, James Paulding al sax alto, Ronnie Matthews al piano, Jimmy Merritt al contrabbasso e Max Roach alla batteria. We'll be right back. Non c'è evidentemente bisogno di presentare Max Roach, mentre può valere la pena di ricordare che momento era quello di Max Roach quando nel giugno dell'84 registra allo studio Barigozzi di Milano It's Christmas Again. Negli anni 80 Roach, che aveva già una carriera quarantennale, è una delle figure più rappresentative e più rispettate del jazz, un personaggio carismatico e in piena attività e alla ricerca di nuove strade e nuove sfide. Roach porta avanti il Boom, una fortunata formazione di sole percussioni a cui aveva dato vita negli anni 70. Dagli ultimi anni 70 Roach è protagonista di una serie di epocali duo in sala di incisione e o dal vivo con Abdullah Ibrahim, Archie Shepp, Anthony Braxton, Cecil Taylor. Dal vivo valorizza la dimensione del solo. Dà vita ad un doppio quartetto, il secondo quartetto è un quartetto d'archi con sua figlia Maxine. Crea musica per il teatro e collabora con importanti compagnie di danza. Dunque quello degli anni 80 è un Max Roach che guarda avanti, che si mette in gioco, che sperimenta. E in questa fase ha in Giovanni Bonandrini della Black Scent Soul Note un interlocutore molto importante che gli consente di avere un significativo spazio discografico su etichette che sono in quella fase di punta a livello internazionale. Bonandrini, che ha grande considerazione di Roach, in quell'epoca è per diversi anni consecutivi proclamato produttore dell'anno dalla consultazione del mensile Downbeat. È in questo contesto che dobbiamo vedere un album come It's Christmas Again, dal carattere decisamente non convenzionale e non commerciale. L'album, registrato come dicevamo nell'84, fu pubblicato nell'87. Consiste di due soli lunghi brani di circa 20 minuti l'uno. Max Roach funge anche da voce recitante. Le note di copertina dell'album parlano di Roach e di Bruce Wright, autore dei testi poetici utilizzati da Roach. Tuttavia le note sono molto avare rispetto al contenuto dell'album e non danno indicazioni sull'operazione di Roach e sul suo senso. Bruce Wright non era solo un poeta, anzi era conosciuto innanzitutto in un altro ruolo, quello di giudice. Nato nel 1918 e cresciuto ad Harlem, Wright nel 70 divenne giudice della Corte Criminale di New York e in questa posizione diede una lettura molto avanzata dei principi costituzionali e delle leggi, andando contro i pregiudizi razziali e di classe che penalizzavano, per esempio in termini di carcerazione preventiva, neri, ispanici e poveri. Nel 79 ci fu un caso che fece molto discutere quando Wright rilasciò un trentenne nero accusato di aver aggredito un poliziotto bianco. Alle forti critiche Wright ribatté segnalando una questione che è rimasta, ahimè, molto attuale, ma che allora era più irrituale sollevare, e cioè quella dei poliziotti bianchi che uccidevano impunemente dei neri. Wright trionfò quando il giovane nero, rimesso da lui in libertà, si presentò però al processo e fu assolto. I testi utilizzati da Roach fanno parte di una raccolta di poesie di Wright intitolata Repetitions, pubblicata nell'80. Quindi Roach non sceglie un poeta qualsiasi, ma un poeta profilato politicamente. Il disco non è molto commerciale fin dalla copertina, dove c'è un quadro dell'artista afroamericano Michael Borders, noto per i suoi murales che aveva allora una quarantina d'anni. Quadro che rappresenta un Cristo nero in croce. Per un album che fa riferimento al Natale, mettere in copertina un'immagine che invece di rappresentare la nascita di Gesù ci ricorda, per così dire, la fine della storia, è una scelta certo non commerciale. E non commerciale è il carattere e l'atmosfera della musica. In rete, ad una rapida ricognizione, i riferimenti a questo album e al suo senso risultano molto scarni. Roach propone, diciamo così, una visione del Natale non idilliaca, problematica. Qualcuno in uno dei rari commenti ha usato l'aggettivo ambiguo, nel senso che il Natale può essere un momento felice, ma che per molti può non essere invece affatto facile. Al di là della comprensione del testo, comunque il clima dell'album è decisamente interessante. Ecco il primo lungo brano, quello da cui l'album prende il titolo, It's Christmas Again. Nell'album Roach ha le percussioni, alla batteria, al vibrafono, alle tastiere, oltre che appunto voce recitante. Con lui in questo brano due fiati abituali al suo fianco a quell'epoca, Cecil Bridgewater alla tromba e Odean Pope, sax tenore e voce, e Tyrone Brown al basso elettrico.
God burns his words upon our sight. Allows the Middle Ages through long-time minstrels to sing Chappist lections to communion. While the tears of Christ daily irrigate our arid dunes and jokes.
That's all right. That's all right.
Now I'm going to repeat that.
Go ahead on.
I say it again. I say it again.
Say it again.
God burns his word upon our sight. And allows the Middle Ages through long-time minstrels to sing Trappist lections to communion while the tears of Christ daily irrigate our arid dunes and jokes. Oh, if only God's hand at his easel could compete with Andrea della Robbia's angels and Rembrandt's revelation.
Right.
Only the sacred graffiti of his patriarchs could match the writings which reek with truth on subway toilet walls.
Tell it like it is.
But then, had the Gauls not lost their long division to Caesar? Oh, great Caesar. Hannibal never lost his way with elephants after winning his long hike. The Mediterranean's melanin would have cast a darker shadow over what the Romans lost. Ah, yes. The Mediterranean's melanin would have cast a darker shadow over what the Romans lost. So let us then on proud occasions pray and ponder as we reach to touch and feel the unnamed shapes moving behind Modigliani's skies.
Right on.
Let us welcome every easel's sweet deception, and then, with the deceived mind's arrogance made securely right, we can mask those matters which we wish not to matter with fictions of disguise and live again through all the empty battles of the past and there ghostly rise and fall. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Brave legions of foot and horse have always ached and ailed in someone's sleep. Both in death and in its dust does God's arithmetic count the losses of his sheep. Eight. It is Christmas again. A time for famous feasts. Oh yes, it's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. And it's a time for famous feasts. It seems the woods of Burnham have been captured in every room where toys spread their mechanical imitation of life. And with the ghosts of broken baubles out of sight, it is time to make children of our minds. Let me repeat that.
Go ahead on, go ahead on.
Say it again.
Yeah.
And with the ghosts of broken baubles out of sight, it is time to make children of our minds.
Right. Right.
And we sit among the tiny moving figures we have wound, pursuing a child's emotion on a wintertime merry-go-round. The icy pipes skip a note or two in the harsh asthma of their sound. As the frozen carousel beats a pace for the rigid wildness of its wooden zoo. Oh, it's Christmas again. The time for famous feasts. Yes, it's Christmas again. Go ahead on, go ahead on. Painted horses pump their riders up and down while flashing lights make alloyed tinsel gleam. And clinging to their naked steeds, the strapped-on children condensed upon the frigid air the steam of life's suggestion. They spin and spin and spin and spin and spin in perfect circles. They clutch their beasts and smile that blanket snow is falling. Now outside the park, they will marvel at the marvels of the frosted scene.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
And there, other wise
retired men play bells and songs and beg good deeds inside their red paper chimneys. Oh yeah, oh yeah, outside the park they will marvel at the marvels of the frosted scene.
I'm a motherless child.
And there, other wise retired men play bells and songs and beg good deeds beside their red paper chimneys. As they stand padded in the cemetery and smiles of Santa Claus, dressed for December's happy Halloween. All right. Oh, it's Christmas again. Yes, a time for famous feasts. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
And I'm standing in the need of prayer.
One child seems shocked that one old Santa has the sneezes and a running nose. But treats are all and tricks forgotten as the burning beads and baubles reflect the frozen neon flakes. But treats are all and tricks forgotten as the burning beads and baubles reflect the frozen neon flakes, all flashed with silver and with holly red. All this pretty pageant, sprinkled with the season's bursting horns of candied brittle chew and ribbon sweets, tempts the magic millions racing through the streets. Oh, I like that.
Go ahead.
I like that. All this pretty pageant, sprinkled with the season's bursting horns of candied brittle chew and ribbon sweets, tempts the magic millions racing through the streets.
All right.
Oh, it is Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Children, pause to hear the uniformed Salvationists playing trumpets in the cold. They gaze upon the glowing cracks and commerce of the window. See the sparkling bottles all wrapped in swaddling foil, and they know the urgency of receding nice before they spoil. Oh, it's Christmas again. A time for famous feasts. It seems the woods of Burnham have captured in every room where toys spread their mechanical imitation of life. And with the ghost of broken baubles out of sight, it is time to make children of our minds.
Yeah!
Yes, it is time to make children of our minds. It's time to make children of our minds. It's time to make children of our minds. It's time to make children of our minds. As we sit among the tiny moving figures we have wound, pursuing a child's emotion on a wintertime merry-go-round. Yes, Christmas again! Snow make makes a briefly new ecology. And suddenly the world is white. And no one now recalls any scene or sight when Jamestown was an unsought port. And black Africa found a darker night among white Christians and their sacred sport.
It's Christmas again! It's Christmas again! Famous feast.
It seems the woods of Burnham have been captured in every room where toys spread their mechanical imitation of life. With the ghosts of broken baubles out of sight, it is time to make children of our minds. Yes, it's time to make children of our minds. Cause it's Christmas again! Snow makes a briefly new ecology. Suddenly the world is white. And no one now recalls any scene or sight when Jamestown was an unsought port. And black Africa found a darker night among white Christians and their sacred sport. Christmas again. Time for famous feasts. Go ahead, go ahead. Flashing lights make alloy tinsel gleam. Children marvel at the marvels of the frosted scene. Otherwise, the tired men play bells and songs and beg good deeds beside their red paper chimneys as they stand padded in the cemetery and smiles of Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Beneath the skull and in the brain, the capillaries function. All right. Wary of gospel's martyrdom or lacrimosa Christi. We learn the mandatory lessons. Yeah. Thus, supreme is unction. God is good. And who is three times conjugated? Well, God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Who is three times conjugated? God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right. Like broken arrows in a bow, were Saint Sebastian in the new and Saint Martin in the field.
Pain! 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 Pain is three-dimensional.
Yes, it is. Triangular is man.
It's Christmas again.
Yes, it is Christmas. Time for famous feasts. Seems the woods of Burnham have been captured in every room where toys spread their mechanical imitation of life. Time to make children of our minds.
Yes, it's time to make children.
children of our minds because it's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. One child seems shocked that old Santa has the sneezes and a running nose.
Secondo dei due brani dell'album di It's Christmas Again si intitola Cristina. Anche qui, al di là del significato del testo, è molto interessante, non banale, il clima del brano e il mix di musica e voce recitante con cui Roach rinnova un suo interesse per la parola e la voce. Basti pensare alla Freedom Now Suite, e si muove dentro una estetica spiccatamente afroamericana. Questo secondo brano non è in quartetto, perché all'interesse di questa musica contribuiscono tre eccellenti ospiti. C'è l'italiano Tommaso Lama alla chitarra, c'è Lee Konitz al sax alto e c'è Tony Scott al clarinetto. Con questo secondo lungo brano arriveremo alla conclusione della trasmissione di questa sera, ultima puntata di Jazz Anthology per questo 2025. Quando inizia un nuovo anno ci si attrezza con un nuovo calendario e proprio su un album calendario sarà imperniata la nostra prima puntata del prossimo anno. Grazie per l'ascolto da Marcello Lorrai, auguri di un buonissimo 2026 e appuntamento a lunedì 5 gennaio alle 23.
Gaze upon the mystery of the moving sea. Be close to how the drowning edge slakes at dry discords rejected by the tide. Watch it as it sinks into the shore and swallows itself again as though digesting all piety in every depth. Dear Christina, you who made first fluids make a mocking noise, bursting swollen veins in the lava of their flood. You have taken harsh grace and instruction from the skies, and bathed by guilt, you first ignite, then snuff out that sudden flame where blood and marrow boil. Have allowed white shapes clad in black habits to speak lections and flog your secret quarrels. And, like those pale nuns of God, you have suppressed glad frictions troubling in your thighs. And so, ministered, you are not tempted into defiance of gods, women who fondle vows and mute morals, nor will you be defiled or wrestled by some hissing serpent in its coils. I see you in the distance of a forbidden mirror as you dance gratified upon a needle in my flesh, unclean in my hot eruption. I listen to your mouthed hosannas to piety and arid lies. Dear Christina, dear Christina, with your syllables of Christ, Romanize and make civil this savage Moor. Grant indulgences, light candles, put fire to some holy wick to warm us both unto some amazing shore. Then will I stand, wounded by passion, confessed and unshriven, I have been an aspen to the sudden symmetries upon your face, and you, who have raced my visions through each forbidden door to Carthage where Desdemona never dared, will find in me a ruder Samson, captured, wept and shorn, unworthy to be consecrated in your place. For Methuselah's ghost years haunt my search for that grace of Thisbe, Troilus and dead loves of long ago. I hear that sirens still sing somewhere translations of their endless choir, and have even strayed quick comets from their hastened way, even as I speed no closer in my ancient chase to where your springtime declines to resurrect what all my instincts say. To watch green dolphins writing children's books and turning pages of untitled tales. Actuaries gamble in their games with death and wager on its rude decisions. They convene with rituals of time to caress life's harshest moment with a serpentine angle aimed upon a graph precisely geared to fall upon an ultimate prediction. The premium thus fixed measures out an undertaker's lien beyond redemption of what life was insured against. Policies justify their cold calculus before the paint of portraits glazes in formaldehyde. Then, with the corpse made pretty for Jesus and his resurrections, a priest will preside whose creed of conscience confesses that he never really knew the secret sweat of sinful clay. But But he reshapes the body and the fled soul like a potter correcting fractured form. And he speaks of God among the sweetened chemicals of faith, compelling his sacred arithmetic of beads, exacting a Latin phrase or two, pronouncing an obligatory unrhymed verse. He will then move his lips in a song that bites the mouth with sorrow and grovels in the earth with praises which fail to move the subject of his pious taxidermy and latter-day Egyptian art. And where the calculated line has not yet plunged, ancient kinsmen of the ape chorus awake and serenade their sacred totems. Satin tunes. The far ecology of heaven will no longer deny our coming. Angels, it is said, may sing a Missa Solemnis turned to Bach. And although some music triumphs over the dry dirges of Wesley for those slain by death, the young who die in their surprise prefer the better balance of guru lyrics sung by Eleanor Rigby to her Beatles or even the well-tempered Grateful Dead. One day, perhaps, our stock hymnals will discover how to salvage joy and recollect the glad faults of living when disposing of life. And then a jig of glee can seize gloomy bearers of our pall as they shout a black requiem to match a strut on Bourbon Street, recalling how little David once danced before the Lord with all his might. Must remember a passion and a touch of breathing flesh. All those throbbing spurts of life denied to common priests and pope alike. When man's true coming bore naked witness to a gift of public bushes burning in the beauty of flaming sweat. When love, consumed, screamed and rewrote Genesis. It was then that God, who invented Eve, must have smiled and been greedy for the taste of love's fevered waters. And when sight deceives the drunk imaginings of love, one thinks there is always too much distance dividing nights and days. But when prisms shadow into separate colors, one then perceives the poses, the postures, trapped as though in granite. It was then I saw you. And even as Adam must have grown to weep for Eve, and she for him, you were always in bondage to distances of your own, indentured to a harsher law, and wrestled by some testament of statutory passion. There was never any index to our loss, and no need. Our different chapters had no common meaning, although it seemed the same calendar marked the identities which darkened how the zodiac had confused our signs. To know what seasons he should fear, or how to seize and purify with Eve a woman with no jewels, already enamel for her nails, and only a natural parting in her hair. Woman, nevertheless, although bereft of knowing any of the 12 signs and their symbology. Christina. You were caught between the Virgin and the Scorpio. For you are Libra. Balanced in a lifetime diary of your borrowings from duration. While all the burning years escape, we cannot long indenture time, nor have you learned from your studies and old common law.